Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Yudalad in the Oiz V'Odah edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Hey. We're starting five lines in the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Tamat Aminon, we learned over there. Rabbi Yisrael Yerushisha Dvorim Mikuli B'Chamai U'Michumrei B'Silo. The six things were B'Chamai more Miko and B'Silo more Machmir. The Gemara now is going to bring only two of them, and the second one relates to our Sugya. So the first one is, Ha'oif Oile Al Shulchan Im Agvino. You could put chicken and cheese together on the table. You're not supposed to eat it. According to Bichamim. Chicken and cheese together is not deraisa. Deraisa, you now have only meat and milk. Chicken and milk is not also deraisa. It's a iser that's only derabanan, only rabbinic. So therefore, Bichamim say, because to eat it is only derabanan, you can put it together at the table without separation. Ubisil say loy oile veloy nechol. You cannot put it on the table and you can't eat it. Both are also. Tormim zeisim al shemen. You can do truma from olives on oil. Vanovim al yain. And from grapes on wine. Kediver bichama, korte bichama. Ubisil oimrim, ain't term. Ubisil say you cannot do truma. Omar Amana, Sir Amana, this gears that we have is a mistake. Let's get zeisim al shemen. Don't say olives on oil. Elo shemen al zeisim. Think about oil on olives. Dehi de'abyeisi. Because that's what we learned from Abyeisi. What we learned, we saw in the previous daf, as we end the previous daf, is that doing from olives and oil, everybody who holds the chetchili should not do it. So immediately, this Mishnah in 8 years that says, as a machlokes b'chav b'silo, if you could do it, we're not talking about from olives and oil, we're talking about oils, which nigmar melachto, on olives. Continuing on, the Gemara now quotes the Mishnah that says, Truma v'yachsu v'yitra. We use the Gisra of Chaim that skips the middle words. So it says, do truma, but do truma again. I mean, the truma works, but you should do truma again once you process the olives and the grapes. So says the Gemara now, b'she'in arishoyner kayemes. We're talking about that the original truma that he did is not there anymore. So now the shaila is, should you do truma again? So Mishnah says, because the first truma you did now in the right way, you did oil on olives on something which is not fully processed. So now, once the olive was fully processed, so the shaila is, should you do truma again? The Mishnah says, yachsu v'yitra, do truma again. Says the Gemara, that's only the original truma that you did is not there. Continues the Gemara, that v'dal amud beis, avlim oisor rishon kemes, but the original truma is there, it's still standing there. Koyre l'shem v'dayoy. All you need to do is just rename that truma. Why? Because really the truma should work. The reason the truma doesn't work, as your opponent said, don't do it. But now that we have the truma over there, this truma that he made from the oil when the olives would not get processed, now the olives are processed. To use that same truma, just recall the truma and it's going to work for the things that you just processed. Says the Mortani, Shnio, the second truma that you do, lo yiseochel, don't eat it, at sheyoytzi oleo maisers, until you don't take out maiserishin. Why? The second truma does not really need it. Really, the first truma did work. But Rabbanu regards you have to do another truma. But that truma, which is not really a truma, needs to first be fixed from anything else, which is not truma. Meaning Meiser. Meiser Risha, that goes to the Levi. This oil that you're going to use to do truma again really is not truma at all. It's really supposed to be just oil which is fixed. Oil which is fixed from truma, you still have to do Meiser. So even though regular truma, you don't require to do Meiser Risha from it, this one you will need to do because it's not a real truma. Says the Gemara, Rishoyno Mahi. What about the first truma? Do you need to take maizes from the first truma? Mimadatani chozov also zeisim Rishoyno Shemen v'anovim yain. Well, for what it says in the Brisa, we just learned now. We didn't quote the Brisa, but we said this concept. If you didn't make the olives into oil, and you didn't make the grapes into wine, and the truma still exists, Koresh Shem, you can do a truma once again on the same truma, original truma. Don't do the truma again. You just use the same truma again. That means you do have to call it to give the name Meiser. Why? Why do you have to call it truma again? Why don't you say automatically that original truma that he did too early, it should be now truma? You see from the fact that you need to call again truma, that Rabbanon disqualified it from being truma originally. So when he went and did truma from oil on olives, Rabbanon said it doesn't work. Don't tell me right now it's pending. It really is truma. Just let's wait for the olives to be pressed. It's not pending. Once he presses the olives, so now he has to call it truma again. But as long as he did not call it truma again, it's not truma. If it's not truma, you need to take meiser out of it. Adds Rav Chaim that all that we're saying that you need to take mitzvahs from it is if he did not use it to be truma on the original fruits they turned into oil. Meaning he made oil truma on olives, and Rabbanan said does not work. If he gave it to the Kohen the way it is, we say this is not real truma, you still have to do mitzvah from it. It's considered to be pears that are not truma. But if he kept it, and he waited to press the olives, make them into oil, and then he called the truma again, now it's a full-fledged truma. Full-fledged truma does not have to take maizos out of it. Continues the Gemara and says, Toyimim shemen al zeisim anichboshin v'yayin el anovim lasosim tzibukim. You can make truma from oil on olives, which are pressed, and wine on grapes, which you're going to make from them raisins. So the Gemara right away is bothered, but they're not raisins yet, so they're still in the middle of the process. Says the Gemara, Tanino de Basro, we learn later in the Mishnah, Ain't Torimim Davash Nigmar Melachto, Davash Nigmar Melachto. You're not allowed to do Truma with something which is fully processed and something which is not fully processed. Leshova, that's the Yevit, it works. Halichatchila loy, but Lichatchila, you should not do it. Ve'ocho Yidmar Afil Lichatchila, and here, Mash, even Lichatchila, you can make Truma from wine on grapes which you're going to make them raisins. Mash, you didn't make them raisins yet. So if you didn't make your raisins yet, that means they're not fully processed. If they're not fully processed, why lechatchila can you do truma? So the Gemara in Tema, maybe you want to answer, shani medavar shenigmar melachtoi. Maybe grapes that are meant to be used to be raisins are considered to be fully processed. Yes, they still have to go through some processing for turning them from grapes to dry them up, make them into raisins, but that's not really considered to be a process of gemar melacha, and we're considering this to be already finished. So the one that's not true, Atanin, we learn the Mishnah, haperid v'atzimukim v'acharuvim. I mean, these types of fruits, which include in them raisins, mishayamid areimo. When are they chayv and meiser? Not right away, only once they're processed, and you make a pile out of them after they process. This is a way, this is a concept that shows there's still a processing to be done. You have to finish what you have to finish. You have to do what you're supposed to do with these fruits. Once you finish doing what you're supposed to do, you create a pile, and now the chayv and meiser. Until you get to that stage, you're not fully processed. And that includes in them raisins. Until you don't finish the raisins, you don't make them into raisins, they're not fully processed. You have to finish the processing, make a pile out of them, and then the chayv and meiser. You see, they're not considered to be gemar melacha. If they're not considered to be gemar melacha, how do you make truma from wine on these grapes? Answers the Gemara in Daf Tezvah Amud Aleph. This issue that we learned, not to do truma for something which is fully processed, or something which is not fully processed, does not apply. Meaning, you learn from the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kedogo mina goyren kimeleyo mina yekev." And from there, you learn you have to do mina yekev la yekev. Yekev means wine. Once they press them, and they let the flow of the liquid go into the place called the yekev, that's how you create wine. So you dash it from the pasuk, it needs to be yekev al yekev, it needs to be wine on wine. You can't do wine on grapes. So the Gemara tells us that's only grapes that are going to turn to be wine. Then you have the Xeris Sakosa, then you have the pasuk that tells you that you can use wine, which is fully processed, on grapes which are not fully processed and soon are going to be a yekev and soon are going to be wine. But grapes are never going to be wine, even though they're not fully processed, even though they're not yet raisins, but they're never going to be wine, then you could do truma from the wine on them. Meaning that what we learn from the pasuk regarding not to do truma with dovah shenigmer melachto, dovah sheloy nigmer melachto, only applies in the case of grapes by wine, not by any other processes that you do to the grapes. And the Rashi says that doesn't apply only to wine, it applies also to olives, as I said before, because those olives, when you press them, it's similar to a yekev, they're creating the liquid coming from the olives. So by grapes turning into wine, the liquid, or by olives turning into oil, the liquid, that's when you have the pasuk that says, Dova shenigmar melachtoi, don't do truma dova shenigmar melachtoi. But for other eyes, we don't have it. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas, Daf Yudalit.